This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 1/11/2021, and this is show number 185. Well, Nick, the market's been crazy. Gold, silver, we'll talk about later. Everything is in turmoil. Everything is in flux.
Everything is in flux, and that's just the kind of atmosphere we're going to see in 2021. So brace yourself, buckle up, get ready. This is going to be a wild ride.
A wild ride. And how do you play a wild ride like this?
Well, you play it with volatility first off the bat. So there are several ways of doing it. One, you could buy call options on the VXX if you have an index account, or a futures account, you could buy index futures. There's a bunch of ways of doing it. You could actually buy the VXX itself, which is a volatility ETF. And again, this is how I think people are going to try to hedge themselves a little bit going forward. So I think it really, we're looking at a very, very turbulent year, unprecedented stuff that's going on. I mean, if we look at what went on over the weekend geopolitically, I mean, this is crazy. You got a potential impeachment now, 25th Amendment being brought up. You have Twitter and Facebook. Two stocks under pressure today. They banned President Trump and countless conservative voices on their platforms. Amazon Web Services removed conservative app Parler from its servers. I mean, when have you seen anything like this? This is absolutely insane. I can't believe the media is not even talking about this. Now, they cover everything, but I mean, they cover up everything. But I mean, this has to be talked about a little bit. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like it's a non-event, you know?
It's like a non-event. This is the United States of America. And I mean, if the media can be sheltered this way, I mean, I don't know. I'm terrified.
Yeah, well, free speech, I guess, ain't what it used to be, is it?
Now, I don't know if there's free speech any longer. So, you know, you just have to be aware. Our amendments may be dissolving in front of our eyes, and it doesn't seem like anybody cares.
Well, it looks like the one amendment I don't think they're going to mess with too quickly comes after the first and before the third, and they might think they're going to mess with it, but we've seen what's happened before when they've tried. And as one person once said, that's the amendment that makes all the others possible.
Yeah, that might need to be the First Amendment. Yeah. But you know, I gotta say, I've never seen anything quite like this. The suppression that goes on, it's terrifying. Full disclosure, you know, Twitter is one company I mentioned today. I do own put options in Twitter, so I just want to put that out there, make sure, you know, keep everything is fully disclosed.
Well, let them keep doing what they're doing then. That's good for your puts, right?
Well, I mean, the writing's on the wall, so.
Yeah, isn't it?
Hey, may as well make some money off of it.
But what the heck happened to, you know, we couldn't make it on Friday, still recuperating. What the heck happened to gold and silver, and where is it today?
Yeah, so on Friday, gold got absolutely pummeled. And again, you know, we were talking about that, saying, hey, you know, we're into a big resistance zone. We're going to do more backing and filling. Don't get excited over this breaking out. I didn't think that was going to be the move to break gold out. Today, you know, you're looking at gold futures up 11 points, so rebounding a little bit. But, you know, they were hammered on Friday. Very often when you get a move down like that, you'll get some smaller rebounds, but ultimately we're going to do more backing and filling. I think gold has got to go down and test that 1700 handle before it really starts to define itself with a bottom. And this is just what happens when you get monthly chart parabolic moves. And, you know, this is just par for the course in any market. In fact, today you could take a look at Bitcoin. Has the same parabolic move that gold had in August, and you know, Bitcoin's down 15% today, and we just talked about that one. We were talking about, I think, when Bill Powers stepped in for you and did your show, I said to him that one of the NFL players wanted to get paid in Bitcoin. I said, that's the writing on the wall right there. I remember when Gisele Bündchen and a bunch of the celebrities and models wanted to get paid in euro. That was, you know, that was pretty much the top in the euro. So we'll see. But that's kind of how it works out.
All right. Well, I find that fascinating. And well, Bitcoin, it's not a currency yet. It really is an asset, a unique asset class. And really, I wonder when it will, if ever, it will become an actual currency, Nick.
I don't know. And I have a hard time grasping that concept. So, you know, if I have a tough time and I struggle with it to think, what is it really? You know, I would be very, very careful with it.
Yeah, well, people have been making a lot of money, become multi-millionaires, billionaires from the stuff. So there's definitely something to it. But what it is, I don't think we've learned yet, but we're going to learn soon enough. Whereas gold and silver, we got a history of thousands of years of it being a currency, of it being
a store of real money.
Yeah, a store of real value, right?
Right. I want gold and silver personally. That's what I buy. I want something tangible. I can feel it. I can hold it. I can touch it. It has many, many properties to it where, of uses where, you know, I don't know what Bitcoin has of use outside of, you know, just going up and down with speculators pushing it.
Yeah, it's purely an emotional investment vehicle, I guess, right?
I guess. But, you know, again, like you said, people have become multimillionaires from it. Others are trying. But, you know, again, it's like a game of musical chairs. When that music stops, you better be careful.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. I think we'll leave it at that. Make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com. You need them now more than ever. Check out Nick's trading record. And while you're at it, take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email us. We'll be back on our regular schedule from this point on. Nick, hey, it's going to get interesting.
It really is, Kerry. Thank you very much for having me.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.